Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today, kid?
I am okay. How are you, pal?
I am really, really confused about something, and it pisses me off.
What's the matter?
Well, we have sat here on this show for the better part of a year and a half, and we've debated many times on this show, do the Yankees care about the Mets? Do the Mets care about the Yankees?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do the Yankee fans care about Met fans? Do the Met fans care about the Yankees and their fans? And we could go back and forth all day long. The New York Mets have decided to get cute today. The New York Mets have just announced to every living, breathing Yankee fan that they want some. They want a little taste, Evan.
Mm-hmm.
They want to create what amounts to a baseball civil war. Well, and I'll explain exactly what I'm talking about in 1 second. On behalf of all Yankee fans, we're here. And if you want us to be your Huckleberry, game on.
Aww.
With your 2.5-game lead over the Atlanta Braves. With your fear of losing Jacob DeGrom to the Braves next year.
That is not a fear.
We're here. We'll take all the smoke. Now, let me explain what's going on.
The only smoke you can't handle, apparently, is the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Oh, yeah.
But go on, sir.
If it was Pirates-Yankees World Series, we're not winning the World Series.
The Pittsburgh Pirates own the L.A. Dodgers and the New York Yankees. Explain
that one. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
So, and by the way, I'm not making this up. It is happening. It is happening right now. Go to Twitter, Evan. Check out the New York Met Twitter account, if you don't mind.
Oh, I'm aware.
It's at Mets.
Yes.
That's their Twitter handle.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Do you want to read for everybody what the Mets put out?
The New York Mets have a series of tweets. The
yep.
first tweet was, hey, at Red Sox. And then there's a GIF, basically, from The Office.
Yeah.
That says, what if you and I formed an alliance?
And the Red Sox have put out a very similar tweet at Red Sox.
Right.
That's right.
So I was confused by this because I saw this about an hour and a half ago. It was going around in the Mets text chat I'm involved in, and I didn't understand. Are we getting to borrow Rafael Devers? I mean, looking at the Met offense, we could use Rafael Devers.
Sure, why not?
I was like, are we lending them Max Scherzer for their big series against the Yankees?
Yeah.
They could sure use that.
We'll take him right now.
And so I realized a few minutes later that the New York Mets and the Boston Red Sox are forming an alliance.
Hold on, stop. Excuse me?
The New York Mets.
And whom?
And the Boston Red Sox.
The New York Mets and the Boston Red Sox.
Yes.
Have created an alliance.
And they've even named the alliance.
Oh, is that right?
That's right.
What is the name of the alliance?
Well, much like...
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Much like many years ago.
Embarrassment.
And I think you know this as a historian of the NFL. The Eagles and the Steelers formed an alliance.
That was during the war. The Steagles.
The Steagles.
It was during World War II.
Correct.
And there weren't enough players because so many of the men that played went to war.
Yep.
And they wanted to keep both franchises afloat.
Right.
I think there were 2 years of it.
Right.
Where they combined, you know, rosters to, it was kind of a ragtag group of guys, and they called themselves the Steagles.
Steagles.
Yeah, true story.
So the name of this alliance would be the Met Sox.
The Met Sox.
M-E-T-S-O-X, the Met Sox. And so there are, I don't know if you've paid attention to this, but the All-Star Game has this weird voting format where if you're a top two vote getter, like Pete Alonso is at first base with Paul Goldschmidt.
Right.
It's a one-on-one battle of votes.
Right.
So now all of us have a chance to either vote for Pete Alonso or Paul Goldschmidt. Pete was on the show with us yesterday and promoted that. Hey, vote for me.
Yeah.
If you do that, hey, I'll be in the home run derby again. So the Mets have two finalists. The Red Sox have one finalist. The Mets have Pete Alonso. They have Starling Marte.
That's right.
And the Red Sox have Rafael Devers. They are asking Red Sox fans and Met fans to vote together. Like we're a one party.
That's
like
right.
Like a straight ticket vote. That's what they're asking
this for. This is the most embarrassing, low-rent thing the Wilpon Mets have ever done.
The Wilpon Mets?
That's what this is.
Stop it.
This is Steve Cohen allowing his franchise to be bitch-slapped by the Boston Red Sox.
No, hold on.
And to set the tone for Yankees-Mets Subway Series, this is an embarrassment.
I want to correct you about something. And maybe
Steve Cohen is no better than Jeff Wilpon today.
No, I'm going to correct
you. Sorry, because this is beneath him.
Okay. You done?
No, I'm just getting started.
And then I'll correct
you. I am just getting started.
Because I actually believe
this reeks of, we are so desperate and jealous of the New York Yankees that we're going to join forces publicly with the New York Yankees' hated rival. You're better than this, Evan. Or maybe you're not.
So,
I
think I can convince you of a different view if you just hear me out.
I'd be happy to.
One of the many critiques we all had about the Wilpons was obviously the cheapness, the Madoff stuff, but they were afraid of the New York Yankees. They were, Craig. They were afraid. They were afraid of the New York Yankees. They were. Do you not agree with that assessment?
I don't know if that's the right word, but I'll go with you. I'm listening.
They were. Okay?
I'm listening.
Trust me.
Go ahead.
Anyone who's seen this knows
this is, by the way,
New York Mets
were
afraid of the Yankees.
This is the lowest point in the Met franchise's history, by the way.
Not true.
There's nothing they've ever done that is more embarrassing
than
joining forces with the Boston Red Sox. You're a bunch of clowns. That's what you are.
So back in 2017, the New York Mets were out of it, and they wanted to dump Jay Bruce, and they had a trade on the table with the New York Yankees. It was done. It was going to happen. But the Wilpon, Jeff, said, wait a second. We're playing the Yankees next week in the Subway Series. We can't have Jay Bruce beating us up. And he nixed the trade because he was so scared of the New York Yankees.
Sure.
I've heard many stories that I won't repeat on the air about how afraid they were of the Yankees. How everything they did, they thought about, what about the Yankees? What are the Yankees going to do?
Yeah.
The New York Mets now have an owner who spits at the New York Yankees.
Please.
Who says,
spits
I'm not
at a team that's
got
the best record in baseball. Keep spitting.
In fact, at the end of the season, maybe I'll go take your best player.
Yeah, and maybe.
Because I feel like it.
And maybe the Braves will take yours. All good, though.
Here's the difference.
Goodbye,
Jacob DeGrom is not going to sign with the Atlanta Braves. Aaron Judge could sign with the New York Mets.
We'll let all that play itself out.
So, the difference in why this is not a sad moment or a pathetic moment is that the Mets don't give an F now about the Yankees. They go after the Yankees.
This is low rent.
It's not low rent.
It's
You're
low
just
rent.
Jealous that the Yankees didn't do it with the Braves.
Listen, the Yankees would never do that because the Yankees don't need anyone else's help. Like, your pathetic franchise needs help getting Starling Marte voted into the All-Star game. What an absolute joke. You have become, not you personally, of course.
You're bothered.
No, you know what it is?
You're bothered.
Like, I thought the Mets were different.
We got to you. We poked you enough to get you upset.
I legitimately thought that the Steve Cohen Mets were different. I was wrong.
They are different. They're better.
They are a clown
They're
show.
Not afraid.
That's all they are.
They're not afraid to poke you.
Oh,
and clearly
come on.
It works because listen to you. You're pissed.
This is pathetic.
You're upset.
Like, I care if Rafael Devers gets into the All-Star game.
Oh, no,
I couldn't even tell you who he's going against.
No, look. None of us care if Rafael Devers gets to the All-Star game. Here's my favorite part about this little bit the Mets are doing.
Yeah.
My favorite part is that it annoys you.
It's not. Yes, it does annoy me.
Okay.
I can't say it doesn't.
We win.
Because you got into bed on purpose, planned, with my enemy.
Oh, have you ever heard this phrase, Craig?
Yes, I have.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Right.
The New York Mets have no games against the Red Sox this year. We don't play them this year. But we play you.
Yeah.
And we share a town with you.
So here's the deal.
And we know you hate them. So I don't see the issue, Craig.
Well,
you
here's
can keep
the
looking
issue.
For one. Show me the
for
issue.
For all the talk you tough guy Met fans have about, we don't care about the Yankees. We don't pay attention to the Yankees. We're not afraid of the Yankees. We're the New York Mets. And we're different now that we've got Steve Cohen.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you disproved that quick today. This showed you how much you are aware of the presence of the New York Yankees.
Well, we are aware of the Yankees.
The Yankees live rent-free in all Met fans' heads, and it's sad.
Because the
Clowns.
Yankees are the king of this town. Like, we've acknowledged that. Met fans don't like the Yankees. Met fans are trying to get to where the Yankees have been
long ago.
But
to get into bed with the Red Sox, what a clown show. And by the way, how pathetic is it that not only do the New York Mets not sell tickets for people to watch their first-place club play, it's embarrassing.
I can't defend that.
But now, the New York crowd.
It's the Mets Sox, by the way, Craig.
The New York crowd.
The Mets Sox.
Doesn't have enough juice to get their own player into the All-Star game? You need help?
Think about this. Weekend.
Just let that sink in. The New York Mets don't have a big enough fan base to get their own guy into the All-Star game.
You campaign?
You need the Red Sox help.
Why would
That's
you,
pathetic.
Why wouldn't you campaign with somebody? Like, what's wrong with that?
Because we're New Yorkers. We don't need anybody else.
So you think Giancarlo Stan's going to win his battle?
I don't know who he's going against.
Neither do I. You think Jose Trevino is going to win his battle?
I don't know who he's going against.
You think so?
Here's what I know.
What?
The New York Yankees aren't going to ask anybody else to help them
get
their players. You know why?
What?
Because Yankee fans show up for games.
Okay.
Yankee fans vote for their favorite player. They don't lean on the Red Sox for help
because
they're
missing.
Not a clown show.
Here's what you're missing. This weekend, the New York Yankees play, I don't even want to say it's a big series because you guys have such a huge lead in the division, but you play a bunch of games against the Red Sox.
Yes, yes.
Most Met fans, not all, but most Met fans will spend this weekend not just watching the Mets play pivotal games, but rooting for the Red Sox.
I buy that.
The Met-Red Sox bond has existed for a very long time. It really has. In 2004.
I don't know about bond, buddy.
Oh, come on.
I don't think they've got a bond.
A common bond.
You guys rooted for them to beat the Yankees, but it ain't a bond.
But for me personally, it was much more before 2004. I think things changed after 2004. But Big Mac will tell you he's a Yankee fan. The Met fans and the Red Sox fans joined forces long ago. This is not new, Craig.
This is pathetic.
This is just the first time it's being said publicly.
I gotta be honest. This one even caught me by surprise.
I'll never forget.
I couldn't believe when I saw this. And it's like in the Fortnite font. If you have kids that play Fortnite, vote Mets and Red Sox.
Mets Sox, yeah.
The Mets Sox.
I'll never forget, Craig. Years ago, I was at Fenway Park for a Mets-Red Sox game. It was interleague play. In fact, Pedro Martinez was pitching for the Red Sox. He may have drilled Mike Piazza that day. And all of a sudden, late in the game, after the back and forth had concluded between Let's Go Mets and Let's Go Red Sox, there was a chant. I don't know if you can hear it right now in the distance, but there was a common bond chant that occurred between the Red Sox fan and the Met fan at Old Fenway
Park. Was it FTY?
It was Yankees suck.
That was close.
Yankees suck. Yankees suck. So this bond, Craig, this has lasted a very, very, very long time. This goes a ways back.
Great.
A ways back does this Met Sox bond
go. To me, this whole thing is crazy. And every time I think the New York Mets are not the same old Mets, it's just in the DNA. I guess you have to go a few generations of Steve Cohen being the owner to drop the old Wilpon DNA.
No.
Because this is a clown show.
Craig, the one thing I won't accept is I will totally take you knocking the Mets for the attendance. I can't argue that.
Yeah.
I'll even understand you ripping this idea. But I don't appreciate you saying this is the same old. This isn't the same old.
Pretty much.
No, when did the Wilpons do that?
Let's join forces with the Red Sox because we're all afraid of the Yankees.
When did the Wilpons outwardly
I know,
publicly,
this is worse than that.
It's better than that.
I disagree.
So when you say same old, I have an issue with that because there is no same old about this. The Mets have balls now. The Mets grew up. They became a man, and Steve Cohen's our daddy.
Boy,
so I don't appreciate.
I couldn't disagree with you anymore.
Don't appreciate you. Same
they
old
became
garbage.
A man. Yeah. How about this? You know what a man would do?
What's that?
A man would get his own players into the All-Star game on those players' merits. A man wouldn't reach out to another city, another franchise, and say, we can't do it by ourselves. Can you please help us? Can you please vote our guy in?
Why not work together?
We can't vote our guy in.
Why not bond together? What's wrong with that?
Wow. It's the lowest point in the Mets franchise's history.
Stop.
What an abomination.
To our friends in Boston, thank you. We appreciate it.
Our friends in Boston.
We will do the best we can to get Rafael Devers.
Yeah.
And by the way, Boston, after we're done, after we get Rafael Devers in the All-Star game, you know what we're going to do next? We're going to sign him away from you.
There you go. Unbelievable. I mean, I had a whole show planned today with you, and this threw me up for a loop. I said, this got to be a come on, right? This has to be like a New York Porch Sports or one of those fake sites. And then I see the Mets put it out. I see the Red Sox put it out. They even have like artistic renderings done of the three guys. And I'm saying to myself, you pathetic bitches, that's all you are.
A
bunch of clowns.
Will you be
Ronald
annoyed?
McDonald.
Will you be annoyed when the Yankees announce by the end of the day their partnership with the Braves?
Yes, I would. Because it's beneath them. And it's beneath you, too. And shame on you for not being against
this. The enemy of my enemy is my
friend. Hold on a second, Evan.
Mm-hmm.
You sat in that very seat.
Yeah.
Yankees aren't your enemy.
Well, in terms of New York City, fans, in terms
of... You've made it very clear on this show.
Yeah.
You don't think twice about the Yankees. You're not jealous of the Yankees. They're not your enemy. You don't worry about the Yankees.
When it comes to the standings,
now they're your enemy.
When it comes to the standings, they're not my enemy. When it comes to sitting next to you,
yeah.
When it comes to looking at Big Mac,
yeah.
When it comes to my neighbors and my friends, we spend so much time bickering back and forth. That's who we are as New Yorkers. And the fact that pisses you off, and I can tell in his eyes it pisses him off, I kind of like it.
By the way, pissed off is not the right phrase for it.
You're pissed.
I almost laugh at it.
Oh,
it's
sure.
So comical that you guys resort to this. And I'm bothered by the fact that you, and I'm sure I'll deal with calls all day long and on Twitter, that the Met faithful don't see it that way. It's almost like, I've got some Kool-Aid for you. Come down to a remote place in Africa, and let's all drink it together.
Here's why, Craig.
And go see aliens in our Nikes together.
I'll explain it to you.
Bunch of clowns.
If it didn't bother you, then it may bother me. But the fact the fact I see you getting all your panties in a bother, and you're like, let me pick on their attendance, let me knock this, that makes me happy, and that means this is good. If it's going to annoy you, and it's going to annoy some Yankee fans, not all, then you know what? It's all worth it.
Maybe annoyed's not the right word.
You're annoyed, Craig.
I'm bothered by it, but I'm bothered from a standpoint in this. I thought you were better than this.
No, don't try that game.
I thought you were different.
We're not better than this.
Clearly not. I thought now that Steve Cohen's in year two of his stewardship of the New York Mets, that maybe you guys were a little different.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that you were a standalone franchise who could make it or not make it on merit, on fandom, on history. And what I learned very clearly today is that the New York Mets as an organization, a decent percentage, we'll find out throughout the day how that may change, don't believe in themselves. You guys don't believe that you can get Pete Alonso into the All-Star game without help. You don't believe that
you
guys
seen Paul
can get Starling
numbers,
Marte into the All-Star game
we
without
can't.
Help.
No, we can't. We need help.
Yeah.
I mean, have you seen Goldie's numbers?
So here's
Pete
my
Alonso's
question.
Not an All-Star over Paul Goldschmidt. What are we talking about?
So,
we need our help from Boston.
Yeah, so here's what's an interesting
it's
question
It's like Kennedy
for you.
In 1960. Was he really going to win without the mob's help?
Here's my question.
Probably not.
Do you think when the New York Met brass got together, because this is a... obviously a well-thought-out decision.
Mm-hmm.
They had to say yes to it. The Red Sox had to say yes to it. They had to come together on this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there was ever a consideration of, hey, let's partner with the Yankees. Let's have the Yankees help us out. Let's make this a New York All-Star game.
Ah, you know what the problem with that is?
Or do you think they said, we don't want to do that?
If we do that, if there was a partnership between the Mets and the Yankees, you and I both would be destroying it right now. You
probably
know that, right? And I think a lot of Met fans don't want to be friends with the New York Yankees.
Clearly.
Remember that scene on Independence Day when the President Pullman, goes up to the alien and says, can there be a truce? And the alien says,
he's got his fingers on his throat, there will be no peace.
Yes. One of the best scenes in the movie. I think there are a lot of Met fans, not all, Craig, but a lot of Met fans that say there will never be peace. And they wouldn't want that peace.
Well, you guaranteed no peace now. I can tell you that. And I'll tell you something else. When Pete Alonso comes in second, because he most likely will.
Unfortunately,
when Starling Marte comes in second, I don't know who he's going against, but he most likely will.
Right.
And when Rafael Devers comes in second, you're all going to try to sweep this under the rug as quickly as possible and forget it ever happened.
There will be a little egg on our face, but what you have to understand, and I think you'd appreciate this more than most, the best part about this idea is how it makes people like you feel.
Well, if you're a diehard Yankee fan, you need to remember this day. The New York Mets willingly, publicly, got into bed with the Boston Red Sox, and you can never walk that back. You're now in their bed, and that's that. It's a wrap.
It's just a couple of nights stand, Craig.
No,
we're there for a few nights.
It's a wrap,
and then
buddy.
We get out.
It's a wrap, and we'll never forget it. And I hope you never forget
and
it either.
What are you going to do about it?
Win a World Series.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, but
rub your noses in it.
Why don't you try to beat the Pittsburgh Pirates?
Maybe you and the Red Sox can have a co-loser parade.
We've had a lot of those over the years. A lot of loser parades.
We got lots to do. By the way, if you did miss the big NFL news, Ian Rappaport had it first. The Carolina Panthers have a deal in place to get Baker Mayfield. So Baker Mayfield, as we've talked about a lot in the last 6 months, A, is done in Cleveland. B, we thought Seattle or Carolina, and he's now the number one quarterback in Carolina.
Poor Sam Darnold.
Yeah, so there you go.
Poor Sam. He thought he was the guy. He believed he was the guy.
He ain't the guy. He might be the third string guy there now.
He's not the guy.
But, so Baker Mayfield, the new starting quarterback, most likely,
and he gave
in
up,
Carolina.
And he gave up money to get the deal done.
Oh, is that right?
That he can earn back in playing incentives. So he can actually earn the money back, but he wanted out. Cleveland wanted him out. Carolina realized Baker's probably got more of an upside than Sam, and it makes sense. That's why when you a few weeks ago said, doesn't it make sense for the Browns to bring him back? That was never going to happen.
Based on if Deshaun was suspended a year.
Even if he is suspended a year. Yeah. I think that breakup was so bad. There was no way they were going to be able to work together.
They're
again.
Splitting the financials. Mm-hmm. So it cost, the Carolina Panthers half of what the salary is, which is about 20 whatever million.
Yep.
And it was a fifth round pick.
Yeah.
That's
worth it if you're Carolina.
100% you have to do that.
But the truth is, for Carolina, their future quarterback is not Baker Mayfield, nor was it Sam Darnold.
Well,
Baker's just a better Band-Aid than what they had.
Unless he has a killer year. Who knows?
He's not.
Well, listen, we got lots to do. You know the big story today, the Mets and Red Sox have joined forces because they both are so afraid of the New York Yankees' success. And I've never seen anything this comical. In all my years doing this for a living, this might be the single lowest moment any franchise I've ever lived in a town of has ever done. It's disgusting.
Oh, wow.
It is disgusting.
Wow.
And you should be ashamed of yourselves
wow.
if you're a Met fan. Like, if I were a Met fan,
the Mets hurt my feelings, Daddy.
I couldn't wear a Mets shirt for the next 6 months.
Stop it.
I'd be done.
Well, good thing you're not a Met fan.
That's right. Good thing. Good thing is right.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
The true colors of people who otherwise, blow smoke up your ass. You know what I mean? And it brings out all the haters on both sides of the aisle.
Oh, yes.
Like, there's a guy on Twitter named the Angry Albanian.
He's really mad at you.
Who, a year ago, he begged me to follow him on Twitter. So I'm being a nice guy. I'm like, yeah, no problem. I'll follow you on Twitter. Throw him a bone kind of thing, right?
Right.
And then lately, he's just been attacking the show. All right, so I unfollow you. Like, why do I want to follow a guy that's critical of me and you?
Mm-hmm.
So I unfollow him.
Right.
So now that's a problem. Like, I didn't block him. I just stopped following him. That's all I did, right? Now I'm a bad guy. And he's claiming he's never going to listen again. Okay, sure.
Oh, he's going to listen.
He's listening right now. I'm going to Sirius. No, you're not. Nobody does.
The angriest tweet I saw was from a guy named Sam. And you know what pissed
Sam,
him off the
he
most?
He wasn't from Miss Met 48?
No. Sam is very upset that you would say this is the lowest moment in Met history.
It's not even debatable, it is.
Did you not see the early 60s or the late 70s or the early 80s or Roberto Alomar play baseball? That's embarrassing.
Yeah, this is worse than spitting in John Hirschbeck's face. This is the single lowest moment the Met franchise has ever had.
And
there's a lot of low moments.
And this is proof, ladies and gentlemen, that the Mets teaming up with the Red Sox, even if at first you thought it was dopey, it was a great idea because it got guys like Craig so upset. Oh, no.
Oh.
The Mets teamed up with the Red Sox. Oh, my goodness.
Let's see.
That's the best part about it.
Then there's some guy named Donna. The whole station's unlistenable, but he listens to every show all day long. I love that one. Let's see what else I have here. Craig, you suck. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Craig, you're not even a Yankee fan. Why are you so bothered by this? that's a pretty good one, actually. I like that one. Here, you know what I'm going to do? Let me really set Angry Albanian off and just block him.
No, don't do that to him.
Yeah.
Angry Albanian is one of our most loyal listeners.
And by the way, I love the guy.
So then why
I've been very good to him.
Well, listen.
I follow him on Twitter. Not anymore.
I call him AA. Angry Albanian,
AA.
Don't you worry. I will never block you.
There you go.
You'll always have me.
Start blocking people.
Stop blocking
people. How does it feel right now, though, Evan? Does it feel good?
I feel all right.
Does it feel dirty at all?
I feel great that you're so upset about it. That's my favorite part about it.
I just wonder when you go home tonight and your beautiful son says to you, Daddy, is it true? And you say, what, Jet? That you're in bed with the Red Sox? But, Daddy, you told me we were Met fans and Met fans only. And you're going to have to explain to your son that Daddy's cheating.
If Pete Alonso is voted as the starting all-star first baseman,
you're going to thank the Red Sox for that?
No, I'm asking you. Would you then admit that, you know what? Good campaigning. I respect that. Maybe you'll take that advice, give it to Governor Christie when he runs for president. Like, you got to be creative when you're campaigning. Right? Maybe it was his idea.
I guarantee, you know, I got to bust his balls this one, too.
Ask him.
I got to bust his balls on this. I'm sure it wasn't his idea. I'm sure he has no idea about it. I'd love to know if the Red Sox had the idea first and they came to the Mets or vice versa.
The only reason I think it was the Mets is because I love Pete Alonso. We had him on yesterday, and the guy is an all-star. I want to make that clear.
100%.
He can't beat Paul Goldschmidt this year. Well, he just can't.
If Met fans voted, he could.
No, but
there's not enough here.
Based on the merits, he can't. Goldie's had a better year. Like, everybody would admit that, right? So I think it was, all right, we can't beat the guy on the issues. What can we do? How can we get a guy that we all adore?
To get in bed with a whore.
Yeah.
That's what you've done.
Let's get in bed with a passionate fan base, the Red Sox Nation. Yeah. It'll piss off Yankee fans in the meantime. And let's do what we got to do.
Boy, I will say this. This just makes the Subway Series even better. And I'm a huge fan, as you know, of the Subway Series. This just has, to me, not that it's changed it dramatically.
Right.
But it's added another level to this that I can't wait for.
What makes the Subway Series even more sexy? And I promised myself I wouldn't do it, but I'm going to do it. Go. I apologize in advance. So the other day, I was counting the days with Jacob DeGrom in his rehab.
You're not supposed to do that.
And it lines up
for
his return to be against the New York Yankees.
Oh, wouldn't that? There's no way the Mets pitch him against the Yankees.
I agree with you.
No shot at
that. I don't think they would.
Right. There's no shot because they'll get shelled.
Excuse me?
Would not be a great way for DeGrom to come back.
DeGrom doesn't get shelled. Jacob DeGrom gets hurt, okay?
Listen.
He doesn't get shelled.
Then man up and pitch him.
Okay.
Pitch him.
Yeah.
You know?
I have no problem with him pitching against the Yankees.
I mean, either we're men or we're not men.
Has Jacob DeGrom faced the Mets before? Oh, yeah. The Yankees before? Oh, yeah, he has.
Yeah, he has.
His major league debut occurred in the Subway
Series,
dude.
That's before he was Jacob DeGrom.
What does that mean?
To be fair.
You mean the year he won Rookie of the Year?
You had no idea what you had there.
Look,
you had a shortstop converted to a pitcher. You didn't know.
Rafael Montero was ahead of him on the depth chart. That's not the point. His major league debut was in the Subway Series. And you know how he did that night?
He did pretty good.
He pitched 7 innings.
Yep.
Which is rare for him. He allowed 0 runs or 1 run, and the Mets lost.
Kind of like last night.
Yeah, well, last night was a very Jacob DeGrom kind of night, was it not?
It sure was.
6 dominant innings, but the offense does nothing.
Yeah. Here's Nick in Staten Island. Nick, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, boys? How you guys doing?
Great. Thank you.
So I want to talk about the Mets. I want to talk about the Mets Sox thing.
Yeah, Mets Sox.
Me personally.
By the way, maybe if you combine the franchises, you'd sell out a game.
Let me tell you, we're gonna pack out Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, because the Yankee fans are gonna be there.
Nah, right? The Met fans will show up at Yankee
Stadium. You'll have 1,000 Met fans there, I agree. And 43,000 Yankee fans.
He didn't pay attention last year when the Mets packed Yankee Stadium for the Subway Series. I was there. It was
That's how
loud.
Yankee fans make their money.
I was there last year at Citi Field when I saw Lindor absolutely bomb out Giancarlo Stanton in that game and embarrass him.
Was that the 3-home run game?
Yeah, that was fun. Too bad the rest of the month went crappily, but sure, that day was fun.
Yeah, all good.
When he embarrassed him and made Giancarlo look like a fool.
Well, listen, I don't know why you bring that up today, but
The reason he brought it up today is because you're talking about the Subway Series. We're talking about Mets versus Yankees. He's referring to the last game they played against each other. That game happened.
Okay.
Now, my first response is what I said on the air, which is that was great and all, but look what happened the next week or two. The Mets sucked and collapsed and didn't make the playoffs and finished under 500.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Subway Series is going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait.
We got to find out who came up with this idea. Like, now I need to know the history of it, because there's the possibility, I imagine, that the Red Sox called the Mets. Obviously, it could have gone the other way. But don't you want to know now?
I am curious.
Like, don't you want to know, like, did the phone ring at the Mets offices and they were like, huh, that's interesting.
What would bother you more, if it was their idea or they accepted the idea from the Red Sox? Like, which one would...
I think if we find out, and I'm not sure that we ever will, but if we find out that this was a Met brainstorm and they approached the Red Sox on it, I think that's far worse.
Far worse.
Yes.
So if it comes out that it was a Red Sox idea and we merely accepted the idea and said, oh, that's not bad, you wouldn't be as angry.
I'd be angrier if I found out it was the brainchild of the New York Mets.
God, I hope it was a Met idea. Yeah. I really do.
I'm not even sure who in the Mets is creative enough to come up with it. So my gut is that the Red Sox called the Mets.
Well, the Red Sox is such a creative franchise?
And
what the hell have they done?
I don't know. Here's the other thing. You know, we did talk to Pete Alonso yesterday. I imagine Pete Alonso had no idea that this partnership was brewing, because he was very clear to us yesterday. Hey, Met fans, get me in.
But he wants to win.
100%.
Like, I think to him, obviously winning matters in terms of on the field and performing. And last night he looked terrible. I mean, Lodolo was his daddy, basically, for those first two at-bats. I think Pete wants to win. To Pete, it would be important to be a starter in the All-Star game.
And I respect that.
If this gives him a better chance to win,
yeah,
I don't think he'd be against it.
I mean, don't you kind of... No, I'm thinking out loud as I'm talking.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a part of me that wants to say, although I could go either way on it now.
Just spit it out. You have an opinion, like, say it. What? What's on
your
mind?
If I'm Pete Alonso,
yeah,
I don't want Red Sox fans to get me in.
Why do you care?
I want to get in on merit.
When you'd be getting in because you got the most votes.
No.
When you run
for
office.
But they're Fergazi votes. It's like Alabama.
Hold on. When you run for Alabama.
Or Georgia. Excuse me. Pardon me. Yeah.
I was going to say.
It's like Arizona, Pennsylvania, and Georgia.
If you're running for office.
Are those votes real?
If you're running for office, and I understand you're not allowed to run, I apologize.
Yeah.
Let's just say you are running for office.
Yeah.
Do you care how?
Matter of fact, I looked into it. I'm allowed to run. I just can't vote for myself.
Oh, so you can run, you just can't vote?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
But if you're running for office and you really want to win, do you care who votes for you? Do you care that you won?
Listen, as many dead people as possible could start voting as long as I win.
Exactly.
And there's no audit. Yeah, then I'm good to go.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't want any voting audit.
But here's my other question in regards to this. I go online now to vote in the MLB All-Star game.
Good.
Am I going to listen to what they told me to do? Like, am I necessarily voting for Rafael Devers?
Well, that's a very good question. I imagine you probably do vote, or you have your son vote because it's fun for kids.
Right.
Would you now go out of your way to vote for Rafael Devers under the assumption that Red Sox fans are going to do the same for you?
Not really.
Not really.
No.
And I'll do you one better.
I'm going to vote for whoever the hell I want to vote.
Out of morbid curiosity, and normally I'd say, who cares? I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think the St. Louis Cardinal fan base is handling this? You think they're calling the Cubs up and saying, hey, let's get Goldschmidt in together?
They can't call the Cubs up. The Cubs have no finalists. So they have to go to a team that has finalists.
Damn it.
By the way, if you guys call up, Yankee fans, just hear me out on this. If you call up the Atlanta Braves... You want to know why it would be so appealing for you to do it?
Go.
They have three finalists, okay?
Okay.
One of the finalists is directly competing against Starling Marte. That's Adam Duvall.
Sure.
Okay? The other finalist is Travis d'Arnaud.
Former Met.
And if you want to stick it to Met fans, you would say, yeah, go vote for Travis.
So Marte's up against Duvall.
Yeah, so...
Who is d'Arnaud up against?
So he's up against Wilson Contreras, who's clearly had a better year. Well, the connection is the Mets may trade for him at the deadline.
No, I'm saying as far as from a Yankee.
No. And by the way, I apologize. He's a Cub, so that would have worked. So my apologies for taking a shot at the Cubs. Contreras is a finalist.
There you go.
But if you as the Yankees want to pay us back, I got to tell you, paying us back by forming an alliance with the Braves that allows Travis d'Arnaud to be the starting catcher for the National League All-Star Game,
yeah,
that's not bad.
Yeah, but we would never do such a thing.
Never stoop to such levels.
Because we don't need to.
We don't need to get even with the Mets.
That's exactly right.
I don't really look at us as even, but you know.
Yeah, I think we're well ahead.
I think
we've got a pretty good lead on the Mets right now.
All right.
And this just cements that fact. oh, Boston, can you? And you know what's funny about it? Most of us, most of you Met fans, you hate Boston.
Yeah, I don't like Boston.
You hate the Celtics. You hate the Bruins. You hate Boston.
Yeah.
You hate the Patriots. And now look at you.
Enemy.
Can you please do us a favor?
Enemy of
but
my
enemy. You said
enemy
the Yankees are not your enemy.
No, they are a rival in terms of fans, in terms of you, in terms of Big Mac, in terms of conversing with them on a daily basis.
Yeah.
When it comes to the standings, they're not a rival. The Yankees winning should have no bearing on where we are in the National League East. But, Craig, I sit next to you 4.5 hours a day.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I rest my case.
Do you? What have I ever said that was so objectionable that you'd beg the Red Sox fan to help you?
Where do I
you
start?
You clowns.
Where do I start the list?
Yeah,
where,
I don't know where you want to
singing
start
Singing same old Mets. Like, where do you want to go?
This is beyond
the
same
Johan
old Mets.
The Johan no-hitter isn't really a no-hitter. Like, where do you want to go?
Jeff Wilpon smiling ear to ear right now going, and they didn't like me.
Jeff Wilpon wouldn't have had the balls. He wouldn't have. That's the difference. I'm sorry.
This is crazy times. It really is.
He wouldn't have.
If you talk about Stranger Things, this is Stranger Things right now. Jeff is in Farmingville. Jeff, what do you got, kiddo?
This is just total lowbrow, but we shouldn't be surprised. It's the Mets.
Yeah.
It's the Red Sox. It's more like jealous Sox.
You're right. You're right. Although we could probably do better than that.
Is that what you worked on? Did you brainstorm a name? Like, I'm going to pay them back. I got jealous Sox.
Well, Evan, look at what you're doing right now, really.
What are we doing?
You're sticking up for the Red Sox and the Mets, who are really, you know what, they're starting to fall apart, man. I'm sorry, I have to say it. They're starting to fall apart, so they're grabbing at any straw possible.
They're not falling apart. They are playing average to mediocre baseball.
Every single year. Let's see where they are after the All-Star game.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Right now, they are not falling apart. They are playing average baseball. They can't get a big hit. Like, that's all true. But to say they're falling apart implies they've lost 18 out of 24. That's not happened.
Evan.
What?
Met Sox.
That goes on your tombstone.
It goes on my
Here
tombstone.
Lies the biggest Met Sox fan in America, Evan Roberts.
It's perfect timing, too, with the Red Sox playing the Yankees over the weekend.
Oh, it's great.
Good timing.
Oh, it's great. It is awesome. Yeah, I can't wait. Can't wait for another October run.
I just voted on my ballot, and I want to apologize
to
my Mets because I have a ballot online.
Oh.
You can vote.
First time you voted so far?
Yeah, this is the first time.
So it took the Red Sox support for you to vote?
I got to tell you, Red Sox Nation, I'm sorry. I voted for Jose Ramirez. So I apologize. I did not go straight ballot. I didn't. See, they told me to do something. I thought it was creative.
Nah, you know what?
But Rafael did not get my vote. My apologies.
That's unacceptable.
Why is that unacceptable?
Because there's a reason you just announced that.
Why?
Because when it backfires on you and you come to grips with the fact that it's embarrassing, you're going to say, I didn't partake in it. I didn't do it.
No,
I know that. You know what I know.
Look, when it comes to politics,
here's the question.
I'm not a straight ticket guy anyway.
If you like the idea so much, why didn't you just go along with it?
Why would I have to go along with a vote I don't agree with? Do I vote straight ticket
so
Republican
now you
or
don't
Democrat?
Agree with it.
No. I think it's a great idea. Doesn't mean I've got to be a sheep. Does it?
That makes absolutely no sense
at all.
Because you don't want to be a sheep, but you have no problem asking the Mets to ask the Red Sox to all be sheep?
No.
That's what the Mets are doing. The Mets and the Red Sox are getting together and saying, why don't you guys all be sheep?
He wants
all of
out.
Our fans. So we have no problem asking people to be sheep, but you're not going
to
be
a sheep. He wants the out. He wants to be able to say, when Goldschmidt wins, which he probably will.
When Devers is the only one who wins.
I didn't go along with it.
No, hold on.
That's what it was.
I thought there were things John Kerry did in his campaign that were really smart. Doesn't mean I voted for the jackass.
I understand that.
So why can't I say...
Because you're defending them going around saying, vote for John Kerry.
I'm saying, hey, I thought that was smart. Hey, I don't mind that. Doesn't mean I'm going to listen and I'm going to vote for whoever they tell me to vote. I'm voting for Jose Ramirez. I'm sorry. And it's the same thing. Like, why can't you analyze and say, hey, that's a good idea.
You're doing it for a different reason.
No, I voted for Jose Ramirez because it's the right thing to do.
You and I both know why you did it.
Why did I do it?
You know why we did it. Because when this backfires, as it undoubtedly will, you want to be able to say on the radio, I thought it was a great idea for them, but I didn't go along with it. That's what you want.
No, I voted.
You're the guy that likes to say, I voted for the winner.
I voted my heart and my conscience. And yeah. Jose Ramirez deserves it over Rafael Devers.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But I love what the Mets and Red Sox are doing.
But I think it's
and
great.
Then anyone who listens to the Mets or Red Sox and goes against it is a sheep, and you don't respect them.
Well, look, do you vote just straight ticket?
No, I don't.
Are you just a Democrat or Republican?
Well, the majority of voters do that.
Okay, well, I don't. And I think...
But this is not a political election.
And by the way... No, no, you're wrong.
I don't think
the majority of Americans do that. So I first want to correct that.
Most probably do.
Maybe nowadays
they just pull one lever.
Probably. I think it's become more common now, but I don't think it's most.
Listen,
most of us have brains.
Evan,
we decide who we
I
like.
I know you well now. Yeah. I know what you're doing.
What am I doing?
You know what you're doing, which is why you're smiling about it. What? And you're really not arguing with me. You want it to be able to say, when it doesn't pan out, I didn't vote for your guy. I wasn't one of those sheep.
Listen,
I'm independent.
It doesn't matter why I voted the way I voted.
I know that.
I voted the right way.
There you go.
Loogie's a really big
man. He's an idiot.
Who'd you vote for, Jose Ramirez or Rafael Devers?
Jose Ramirez.
Oh, look at that. See?
He's just following Daddy's
lead.
Yeah,
that also has something to do with it. They want him to win the MVP over Judge, too.
Exactly.
So that's what it is. It's something anti-Yankee.
Hold on.
It's always something anti-Yankee.
By the way, Big Mac was the closest. I got to hand it to him. Big Mac went deep into the soul. I think Jose Ramirez is the biggest threat to Aaron Judge's MVP.
No question.
And so that was a big part of it.
He cannot start the All-Star game. You need him to start the All-Star game as the MVP.
That's a good job out of you.
Of course.
I respect that, bro.
877-337-6666. More of your calls. We will try to get to the bottom of whose idea it was. But it's out there now. The New York Mets have gotten into bed with the Red Sox for the All-Star voting. Just another attempt to show the world how much they live in the shadow of the New York Yankees.